Hello and welcome to Mukau Media's thought for the day on, I never know what day it is anymore. I think it must be Thursday the 6th of August 2009, and that name rings a bell in history because wasn't that isn't this the anniversary of the dropping of the bomb at Hiroshima? I have a feeling it is. Anyway, on this most auspicious anniversary, I'm up in London, and today's thought for the day is about writing hotel reviews and what happens when you write a hotel review that's critical of something about the way a hotel operates. And I recently had the good fortune of going to Barcelona on business and was accommodated at the Hotel Arts in Barcelona, which is a very, very nice hotel. And by the way, you can probably hear me going around the office, closing the windows. Yeah, so I stayed at the Hotel Arts in Barcelona, and very nice hotel in pretty much every way, except it was the kind of place that actually was so expensive that it was almost prohibitive unless I belonged to the super rich, which of course I don't. And I just thought that was a bit of a shame, really, because, you know, when you go and stay in a really, really beautiful hotel where the staff attitudes are fantastic, the accommodation was absolutely lovely, the location was great, and then you find that to even have a small bottle of water that's plonked on your bedside table costs you something like £7 or £8 equivalent, it just seems like prohibitively expensive, and made me wonder whether, you know, really wanted to appeal to people like me at all. And I blogged about it, or I wrote in my review actually on TripAdvisor that it's a bit like that old joke about having your Ferrari serviced. And the old saying goes, if you have to ask how much it costs to service your Ferrari, you probably can't afford one. And I just felt like that about the hotel. So it kind of put it off limits, really, for me and Claire to go for a weekend or something, because it's just too expensive. And it just feels like it's taking the pee a little bit. Anyway, I got an interesting reply through TripAdvisor from a young man who introduced himself as being some sort of representative of the hotel and asked me for an email address, having obviously read the review on TripAdvisor, asked me for my email address, saying that the hotel manager would like to contact me. Two interesting things, really. One is how I felt. I felt a bit nervous waiting to be kind of received the the response from the hotel privately, and the other thing that struck me as quite interesting is that I had to go and trawl through the web very quickly to validate this guy's credentials, because of course pretty much anybody on TripAdvisor could contact anybody else claiming to be a representative of a hotel. So anyway, there we are. I've written a hotel review on TripAdvisor. It's not 100%. It gave him a 4 out of 5. And I'm about to be contacted by the hotel manager. So I'd be really interested to see his response. And if any of you have heard me speak about reputation management before, you'll know that this is the part of the process that really interests me. How people respond at this point now is what makes or breaks the hotel reputation, as far as I'm concerned. We're all entitled to get things wrong or not be perfect, but it's how we respond to our customers that really, really makes the difference. So there you go. Thought for the day, long one today. It's how you respond to criticisms and customer comments that really, really makes the difference, not the thing you did wrong in the first place. So watch this space. I will definitely tell you how something about how the management of the Hotel Arts in Barcelona respond. And I hope it's positive.